There's been a lot of talk, of course, about the damage that's been done in the previous 8 years of the Bush administration and some years before that. Do you think that there's a, do you get the sense that there's a patience around the world? Let's wait, let's give this guy a chance. Now, I mean, now there's the 100-day, the traditional 100-day anniversary that they allow the new president. But do you get the sense that there's that pensive waiting around the world as well, a wait and see?
I hope that people understand the complexity of the problems and the time it's going to take to sort them out. I get the feeling that people do understand that. And I, again, when I listen to him speak and he acknowledges that, there's that sense that he respects the intelligence of the American people and also people around the world to recognize that we can't put arbitrary time frames on sorting out huge problems like the economic crisis, the environmental crisis as well, problems like the Americans having no access to healthcare. You know, those things, you can't put an arbitrary time limit on them. You have to have faith, and by faith I don't mean religious faith, I mean faith in humanity's ability to solve those problems step by step and with open-hearted willingness to serve. And I guess that would be the other thing I would highlight, his the importance of service and the fact that he's calling all people to public service as a way to solve these problems.
Lynn Harrison.
I'm not fooling myself. There are no guarantees. Just when we're doing well, we're brought back to our knees. Yes, I know things can change with so much still in play, but the fact still remains. I feel hopeful today. 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 Not the shade of his skin, the eloquence of his speech. It's the places he's been, the extent of his reach. Rich and poor, black and white, I believe that we may come together tonight. I feel hopeful today. I feel hopeful today. I feel hopeful today. I feel hopeful today. Just a guess, but today we walk on with the one who says yes. I feel hopeful today. 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 Thanks so much, Dave.
Those four words managed to capture the sentiment of people around the world, regardless of whether you're American or whether you're black, white, or Asian, or any color. Well done, Lynn.